9. The End of the World. A recap, in case you'd forgot. Start of the world, things were V-dim, because some greedy gut, i.e. Lord Fatberg, was hoarding everything. Raven did a clever trick, became dust in Fatberg's daughter's breck. Daughter got preg, Ravesky the baby, bawled something awful, till fat old Berg gave her 3 bags to shut her up. Contents. Moon, stars, sun. She threw them out the smoke hole, and world begun. Or so they say. Flash forward to 2020. End of the world is where we're at. I doubt you'll doubt that. Obs Raven, she's got another plan. Flies circumpolar, then lengthways wise, well, basically everywhere, gathering stuff. Beak to IKEA bag. Arrives back at Fatberg's condo. He's drunk on gin. Snore, drool, perspirate, an ugly scene. Raven, huff puff, drags heavy blue bags to the walk-in closet. Fatberg wakes, catches glimpse, thinks, ah, phew, that Bampot's returning all my things. With third bag in, he pulls a ploy. Wakes up and bawls, get that shitting black bird out of here! Raven with fright jumps out her skin, craps all over, and escapes up the extractor fan. The Fat Lord laughs, a bone tenderizing crease, then goes to check his stash. Horror. Oh fuck. Oh crap. Oh tits. Bag 1. Micro beads spill out and stick to everything. Bag 2. Ching ching, Bitcoin clogs his whole pad. But I divested in 2015! Bag 3. Hot air. Fatberg melts. End of. Ten. Closing credits. Meanwhile, the seas filled back with fishes. Forests grew their hair out long. World's atmosphere breathed a deep, long sigh. And so on. And so on. Raven took a well-earned nap. Okay, that's enough of that.